Well, as we go to air, more reports are emerging of people who narrowly escaped the attack. James Glenday spoke to one of them, Sydney tourist Lauren Grunderman.
Shortly before 5pm, a friend and I were walking along Las Ramblas, and it was a great vibe. So many people were out, lots of families, lots of little children. It was great. The weather was beautiful. And then around 5, we decided to head back to the hotel, and we went down a side street, and then all of a sudden we heard lots of people screaming and crying and yelling, and I'm like, well, what's going on here? Because it was such a good vibe, and we decided to run with them because we just wanted to escape whatever the situation was.
Were you worried? Did you immediately think it could be terrorism?
I didn't think it was terrorism. Like, I was just shocked. That didn't come into my head at all. What came into my head was I just wanted to get out of this area, get straight back to the hotel where we knew we were safe. And the hotel was probably around 500 metres away, so it was good. So we're able to run there quickly. So we went to the rooftop, and then as soon as we went to the rooftop, we saw a lot of the police and ambulance and fire brigade cruise down towards Las Ramblas. I'm like, well, what's going on? Like, we were so, like, shocked. And we turned on the news, and probably about half an hour later, we realised that this is just an attack. A van just went through a stream of people, and I just couldn't believe it. I was like, we were just there. Like, how can this be happening in Barcelona? Yeah.
Do you feel a little bit lucky? Because, I mean, if you just sort of kept walking straight or looked at a couple more shops or stopped to get an ice cream.
Yeah, I feel incredibly lucky. And we did consider that. Like, just continue shopping. It's just so nice to be out. But we just said, oh, no, we'll go back and catch up with our other friends. And that decision was just crucial. And I just can't believe that we did that and we missed this incident. So I just, I still think about it now. I can't believe it.
Were you worried about this sort of thing coming on a European holiday? Because this has happened 10 or 11 times in the past.
Yeah, that's a good question. I just didn't think about it at all. I think going into a holiday, you're always optimistic. It's always going to go very well and, you know, everyone's going to have a great time. And for this to happen, I just can't believe it. And, so grateful that everybody that we know is okay.
You're definitely okay.
I'm still a little bit shaken, to be honest, just because we were so close to it. And, you know, just that decision to leave just, you know, saved us from being impacted by it. So I think, you know, I actually just can't believe we escaped it. Yeah.
Do people come and stay shelter in the hotel?
Yeah, so the area that we're in is all, like, barricaded off, so the police locked it all down. So a lot of people congregated in the hotel on the rooftop because we could see quite a lot what was going on there. So it was a safe spot for us, and we knew probably after about 3 or 4 hours that it was okay to go back onto the streets.
And so you felt safe?
We felt safe. There was plenty of people around, but mind you, after about 4 hours, we saw another, like, stream of people just run down the street, and I'm not sure if they were held up in a bar or if they, and they were just to let to go, but there was about 50 people running down towards our hotel, and I thought, oh no, this can't be another incident. But gratefully, there wasn't.
Sydney tourist Lauren Grunderman speaking to our Europe correspondent James Glenday in Barcelona.